America, Houston. We have a couple words here on medications. Is everyone listening?
Yeah, we're all on, Gordo. Go ahead.
Okay. Gino, you mentioned taking a nausea pill for some gas yesterday, and we're looking into some of the side effects. You definitely don't want to use that particular pill for gas. One of the side effects is it's an appetite depressor. And there are some pills loaded in A7 along with the vitamin pills specifically for the purpose of eliminating gas. We would appreciate if you'd give us a call in advance prior to taking any medications except the Secinol and aspirin. Over.
Okay, Gordy, will do. I was aware that those gas depressors were around. At the time, we couldn't find them in A7. And so I took one of those other things, whatever it is. And while you're talking about that, as per the pre-flight food check, gas is very evident on, particularly on me, and I think I'm suppressing it slowly, but is there any problem, or how, what do you recommend on that Mylanol, or Mylocon, whatever it is?
Okay, stand by one.
This goes hand in hand with the amount of gas that I experienced pre-flight.
Okay.
And it's the kind of gas, it's the kind of gas that just stays in your stomach.
Roger. Okay, Gino, the recommended use of those gas pills is to chew one after each meal, and then if needed, chew up another one before going to sleep at night.
Okay, fine. I chewed one after breakfast.
Okay, a little water after you chew it up, I guess, helps its effectiveness.
That's a basic requirement, I believe. The effect of it has not been too obvious yet, though.
Roger.